program. We're in Ephesians chapter 5. We'll pick it up today around verse number 16. Have your Bible ready. Chapter 5, verse number 17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Listen to this message and song, make it your prayer. Teach me thy will, O Lord, teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word, teach me to pray. Whate'er seems best to thee, that be my earnest plea, so that thou drawest me closer each day.
Teach me thy will, O Lord, teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word, teach me to pray. Whatever seems best to thee, that be my thou drawest me closer each day. Teach me thy wondrous grace, boundless and free. Lord, let thy blessed face shine upon me.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16, we read, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Redeeming the time, how we spend our time is more important than how we spend our money. You spend your money, you can go to work and make some more money. You spend your time, it's gone. You can't get it back. Wherefore, he said, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. The will of the Lord. Do you know the will of the Lord for your life? When we were saved, we were left on earth with a purpose. If all we were saved for was so we'd go to heaven, why wouldn't the Lord just take us there 10 seconds after we got saved? We are here for a purpose. Do you know the will of the Lord for your life? Are you understanding what the will of the Lord is? You'll never really be satisfied in this world as a Christian unless you know what the will of the Lord for you is. The Gaithers sing this little song, I don't need to understand, I just need to hold his hand. That's a nice little diddly, but it's just not scriptural. In fact, they wrote a lot of songs that aren't scriptural. What is scriptural? We need to understand. Understanding what the will of the Lord is. Proverbs 4:5 says, get understanding. 4:7, get understanding. 16:16 in Proverbs, get understanding. Proverbs 2:11, understanding shall keep thee. Jesus said, hear and understand. He said in Matthew 15:17, do you not yet understand? In Mark 7:14, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. He said in Mark 7:18, are ye so without understanding also? Mark 8:17, perceive ye not, neither understand? Mark 13:23, how is it that ye do not understand? Matthew 15:16, are ye also yet without understanding? Matthew 16:11, how is it that ye do not understand? Matthew 24:15, whoso readeth, let him understand. Proverbs 4:7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy wisdom get understanding. In Matthew 13, verse number 19, Jesus said, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. Jesus also said in Matthew 13:23, he that heareth the word and understandeth it beareth fruit. Paul the Apostle said in 1 Corinthians 14:20, brethren, be not children in understanding, in understanding be men. Ephesians 5:17, we read, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Colossians 1:9, Paul said, his desire is that ye might be filled with the understanding of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. 2 Timothy 2:7, he said, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Paul said in 2 Timothy 3:1, this know, in the last days, perilous times shall come. That word know has been translated understand 8 times. Paul said, I would that thou mayest understand. Philippians 1, verse number 12. Way back in the book of Daniel, we read that God said to Daniel, fear not, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand, to chasten thyself before God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Daniel set his heart to understand, but not only that, he chastened himself. To chasten, it says in Hebrews 5:14, those who by reason have their senses exercised, same word, to discern both good and evil. The word chasten has been translated humble, to humble yourself, to exercise spiritual things. And then he said, you'll have understanding. Daniel set his heart to understand. Have you? Proverbs 2:3, apply thine heart to understanding. 1 Chronicles 22:19, now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Psalm 78, verse 8, refers to those who set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. In Hosea chapter 4 and verse 8, we read about those that set their heart on their iniquity. Have you set your heart to understand the things of God? Proverbs chapter 2 says in verse 1, if thou wilt receive my word. Verse 3, if thou criest after knowledge. Verse 4, if thou seekest her. Verse 5, then thou shalt understand. As we come into a new year, why not set your heart to understand? You say, well, where do I begin? Well, first of all, set a time and a place to get alone with God to study. Get up early in the morning. Set that alarm clock back an hour or two. Set a time. have a place, and study to show thyself approved. Before you begin, pray for direction. Here's a prayer, Psalm 25:4. Show me thy way, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Psalm 119:16. Here's a prayer. Teach me good judgment and knowledge. Here's another one. Psalm 119:66. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. Once again, listen to this message and song. Make it your prayer. Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way.
Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word. Teach me to pray. Whatever seems best to be, that be my earnest plea, so that thou drawest me closer each day. Teach me thy wondrous grace, boundless and Lord, let thy blessed face shine upon me. Heal thou sin's every smart, dwell thou within my heart, grant that I never part, Savior, from thee. Teach me by pain thy power, teach me by love, teach me to know each hour thou art find the sweet rest, leaning upon thy breast, all doubt remove. Teach thou my lips to sing, my heart to praise. Be thou my Lord and King through all my days. Teach thou my soul to cry, be thou, dear Savior, nigh. Teach me to